Pittsburgh Steeler fans, it is time once again to suffer a hangover, and I got you the cure. It's a BTSC remedy. His name is Tony Defeo. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. You could call me bad. And Tony, I just found this out that I have my Twitter handle up here all wrong. It's not hashtag BTSCBAD. It's at BTSCBAD. How stupid am I?
Well, people should know that. Should know that anyway. They should know that it's at and not hashtag. Whatever, you know, we all make mistakes, but you know, it's good. It's cool.
So I feel really dumb about that, and I just figured that out on the live show on the Steelers preview the other night, and they were making fun of me. So, gosh, that just means that my brain is getting old. But I can still remember stuff from way back when it comes to the Steelers. So I guess they'll keep me around just a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, to me, the stuff from the 80s is much cooler than social media anyway. So
thank you for saying that. Hey, we are just 1 week away, Tony, from the big BTSC contributor live draft on The Hangover. Which means you, Matty Peverell from Down Under. I mean, gosh, it's gonna be way different in time for him. I think it's gonna be in the middle of his Tuesday workday. That's why he always says he's from the future. So it's going to be another international star, one Michael Beck. Not as bad. It's only a 3-hour difference for Michael, and it's going to be me. And in fact, we're looking for one more from our BTSC contributor family. We might have one more in the group, but I'm not going to announce that just yet because I don't have that person in paper. But I got to tell you, we had a BTSC meeting yesterday. We are gearing up for the real draft, and we're gearing up.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
And Tony, if you were a fan listening into this phone call, you would get excited because we're doing everything on the editorial side. We're going to have so many podcasts to listen to and watch. We're going to go live after every single Steeler selection. So you can check that out. You can celebrate or lament the pick with us. Everybody that you watch on BTSC, they're going to have something to do with the draft live. So that's going to be a lot of fun for all of us because we talk about it. It's like our Friday after Thanksgiving, where the retailers go crazy on Black Friday to get everything out there. This is going to be our big weekend. So draft, I cannot wait. And I know all of you are getting excited for the draft. We're going to be talking about draft stuff tonight. We're going to talk about personnel stuff. You know, last week we talked about the offensive side of the ball, whether they were a fixer-upper or whether they're market ready. So we're going to talk about the positions, and something that happened today might even change all that. We're going to get that to a moment. Now, I do have to bring up something I talked about next week for our draft. You guys get to draft. Yeah. Each and every one of you gets a chance to draft if you want to, and we still have spots left. So 2 weeks from tonight, it's going to be our BTSC hangover live mock draft with all of you in the live chat. So what that means, if you do want to get involved, go ahead, and we're just going to have you text me this time. Not text me. We're going to just have you email me or see me on Twitter. It's BTSC. It's at BTSCBAD. And it's also stmyron@gmail.com. So just go ahead if you want to get in. Now, you're probably wondering, hey, I sent you a message bad and you didn't get back to me. I know Tony's got a few of those. I got a few of those. Yeah. And Gyro just says, am I in bad? I haven't gotten a response yet. If you have sent me a message, you're in. It's just very hard for me to get to everybody, to get back and respond to everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and read who I've got so far. And it looks like we are 11 people away from completing this whole thing. So if you mention it to me, and you could do it in the live chat tonight. If you mention it to me that you got a hold of me and I do not have you on here, then I'll put you on. If not, go ahead and get a hold of me and we'll try to finish this whole thing up. So this is who I have so far. I've got Stacy Lynn, Matt Smith, Gyro, Thomas Zahler. And if I mess up any of your names, I apologize. Matt Stofko, Cree Ickes, Solarverse 6, Donald Nolan, Tyler W., Joel Beckman, Ross Obenstein, Percy Foreman, Zach Farnsworth, Drew Wood. Looks like I have Solarverse 6 twice, so I have to go ahead and mark that. Oh, just dropped my pencil. Jeff Lauderdale, Mike Smith, Tyler Jacobs, David Briggs, Jerry Cherry, and J-O-W.
Ah, yes.
Ariel Desiree, let me know if you have any open spots. Yes, I do have an open spot. I will give it to you, but you've got to email me or on Twitter so I have an address to get to you to give you all the roles and everything that we're doing. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and put it in the comments here. It is stmyron@gmail.com. Y'all know why it's St. Myron, even though I'm sure he didn't go to Catholic Church. It just seemed right when I was looking for an email, and I wanted to make it Steeler-centric, excuse me. And it's also on Twitter, at BTSCBAD. Look, I don't do anything on Instagram, because I have an account basically to see what my 13-year-old and my 11-year-old are doing. And that's really what I have. Felicia, you did not miss much at all. We're just getting started. So, Todd, you want a spot too? You emailed me that night, but he emailed me, but got no response. Okay. Todd, if you could go ahead and email me again at stmyron.com, I will get you in. Or at BTSC bad. I just have to have something to back it up so I can get back to you, but I will include you, but I just have to have that email to be able to do it. So that would be great. Looks like we need, I think I said 21 at the beginning and then I realized that I had Solarverse in there twice. So it looks like we need 11 more spots to fill. It could be 12. And we definitely want to have a reserve list, because to do this, you have to show up on that show 2 weeks from tonight at 8 p.m. We need to have you on the show, and you've got to be there. And if not, if you're not there, we'll give you 30 seconds to pick. And if you're not there, we got to give it to somebody else.
Right.
So, or we just go ahead and take it, but we'll probably give it to someone else. So Todd, you can definitely, get a spot to draft a team, but I just need to have your email address. I'm going to put it on the list, but please go ahead and do that for me. I would appreciate it. And man, I'm going to have trouble with his name. Is it Fairy? Todd Fairy?
That seems like it'd be the right pronunciation.
All right. You know what? Both of you are on the list that just asked. And NVR, NDR, do you want to explain that to them? What's going on, Tony?
Yes, please email Brian if you want to be in our mock draft for the live chat mock draft 2 weeks from tonight. You have to let him know via email or we can't do it. We have to have a way to get a hold of you to explain the rules and everything. So please Email Brian at stmyron@gmail.com, and he will get back to you, and you will be on the list. So it was a lot of fun last year. You guys were great. And there's Todd's email.
Okay, Todd's just giving me his email. That's great. Tony, do you want to write that down?
I will write that down. No problem.
Looks like Sean Manahan just sent me an email too. Yeah, go ahead and get those in. I appreciate it. Ariel Desiree, go ahead and just send me your email, because I got to let you know what team you're drafting for. So that's it. So I appreciate it. NVR, NVR, if you want to go ahead and do it, we'd love to have it. I guess, hey, we've got Aaron back. I love this guy.
Aaron Butler.
Aaron's a Ravens flock fan. He's saying the Steelers are done, basement bound for years and years. Ravens Nation, Ravens flock. We've got a rule here, Aaron. Anybody is allowed on the hangover on our shows. And just like anybody's allowed in my living room, just don't pee on my couch. Right. If you're cool, we'll be cool with you. You know, I think the Ravens are going to be tough for years and years and years, but they haven't come through yet, and we'll see what happens. But I think the Steelers are going to be right there with you. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. If you're cool with us, we're cool with you. So remember that. But you're always welcome here on The Hangover. Remember, just don't pee on our couch.
Absolutely.
That's the way I am at Steeler games, too. If I'm one year I was at an AFC championship game, and there were guys that weren't making a sound, but they were wearing Patriot jerseys. And somebody was trying to get them kicked out just because they were there. And Ariel's just said this. I think Kobe was, I think we had Kobe on our list last year. I think he was in the draft last year. So that's cool. Great. Yeah. Tony, if you could write his email down too, I appreciate it. I don't multitask. I am so bad at that. I'm terrible at multitasking.
Oh, it's tough. I know that. It's definitely tough. But last year was so much fun, and you guys did a great job last year. And except for the one who picked Chase Young first, but otherwise, you know, that was understandable too. You know, it was our first time.
But, okay.
This year, Trevor Lawrence, number one, no doubt. Ironclad.
So I got to say this to Kobe. You've got your lady, your fiance, getting you a spot on the show. You make sure that ring is huge, and you give that woman everything you want. She's a keeper. And I've told this story so many times, and I'm going to be really quick about it because somebody told me that they can start telling my stories now because I do them so much. But I was officially dating the woman who would marry me for my second marriage. My first marriage didn't work out. I call that the starter marriage. But so in 2006, January 1st of 2006, the Steelers needed to beat the Detroit Lions to go to the playoffs. And we all know what happened. That was game four of Cowher's one game season that he kept on talking about that year. They ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. My wife, who's my wife now, so Jenny went to the game with me. We got tickets. So we were there on New Year's Day. And here she is. She's sitting there. She doesn't have any Steeler gear, but I bought her a pink Steeler hat and a pink Steeler scarf. And she wore that to the game. And she didn't know very, very much about it. But what she did, she started watching some Steeler games right when we started dating. And she thought I was going to break up with her because they lost three games in a row right when we started dating. And she thought that I was going to think she was a jinx. So what happened? We're at the game and Bettis scores a touchdown. He scores his second touchdown. He scores his third touchdown. Everybody knows this is going to be his last home game because there's no possibility to have another Steeler game. Everybody knows that he wasn't going to be there anymore because he was going to retire.
Right.
And the fans start chanting after that third touchdown, one more year, one more year. And Bettis holds his helmet up high. And I actually have a picture of him doing that. And everyone's chanting. And I look over at her while I'm chanting one more year. She's not chanting. She's just crying. And when I saw those tears that she's crying, I started crying. And I'm like, I said this to myself. I am marrying this woman. And I did.
You knew right then and there.
Yes, I did. So, Kobe, you've got an awesome one there. She's hooking you up and getting you in our live draft. So there we go. So I love it. Let's get on to some really important thing. Let's talk about the Steelers now. And we are going to talk about position groups, but something big is happening right now. It's not official. Now, the Steelers did sign somebody today. Gosh, I can't even remember his name. It's a defensive lineman. And I've, gosh, what was his name, Tony? Do you have that on our Slack channel? Boy, this is really bad of me. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible host tonight.
I think his last name was Anderson, but I mean, he wasn't,
It is Anderson, I believe. It wasn't Abdullah Anderson, defensive end.
Okay, yeah.
So they signed him. So they've got another defensive end. As Just Me says, Edelman retired. Yeah, that's big Steeler news because they always struggled against Edelman. Was really good. Yeah, right. And Ariel says that, yeah, from the Bears. And yes, it's definitely Abdullah Anderson, but that's not the big news. So we talk about, man, these players really use social media a lot. And I was just talking about how I'm not very good with Instagram, but it seems like, I guess that's the cooler thing if you're younger, Instagram, and Facebook is for old people, is what what my kids tell me.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the thing. But when you look on Instagram and you have Kevin Rader, Joshua Dobbs, Alex Highsmith, Isaiah Buggs, Robert Spillane, Terrell Edmonds, and TJ Watt liking this post, you got to read between the lines. And it's a post by Avery Williamson. And all it says, now I lost it here, more to come.
More to come.
And he's wearing a Steeler uniform. And there's all kinds of Steeler stuff on his Instagram. So, NVR NDR says MySpace, LiveJournal. That's for old people. I've never heard of LiveJournal. I remember MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace. I don't remember LiveJournal.
But Avery Williamson's saying more to come. And Michael Beck found this and put that up there before anybody. And so on BTSC, we had an article about this before anybody else. So that's what BTSC does. So that's huge news. So looks like Avery Williamson is going to sign another contract with the Steelers. And before you get on Avery Williamson for not showing up that much last year, it is so hard to come in with your first game being November 16th.
Right.
To come in and make a difference with a team. It's a whole new system. It's everything. And COVID, it took so much longer for him to get on the field because of COVID, because he had a quarantine too.
Right.
But he had close to 100 tackles with the Jets in 8 games.
Yeah.
So the guy's a tackling machine. He's very good against the run. He's going to help out there. We're going to talk about this a little bit more because this is going to go into what we're talking about on this show. This is perfect when we talk about inside linebackers. But you've got a lot stronger crew, but I don't want to give anything away yet. The last thing I want to talk about is James Conner, Jimmy C, one of my all-time favorites, a fantastic guy. When I met him, probably one of the nicest people I've ever met to play for the Steelers. I really love talking to him. And so it looks like he's getting ready to sign with the Arizona Cardinals. And if you read my article yesterday, which I do a week in review, and it's called Have a Bad Week with BAD in caps. And there's not much went on last week. Not much went on at all. Already, right. I think we have more on Monday than we did all of last week. So I throw in some fun. I try to make it funny. And so what I actually made, and this is hard to do, but I made Jeff and Dave laugh. So I wrote this down, that James Conner is said to be having serious talks with Cardinals. Back in my 2 a.m. days, I drank so much Zima one night that I tried to have an actual serious talk with an actual Cardinal. Zima was the funniest drink that I could think of. So. Right. There you go. No Jolly Rancher though, Tony.
Wow. Talk about going back in time, late 90s.
That's what I did when I was in college. I would buy a six pack of Zima. Everybody else had beer in their room, and we'd have these big dance parties at our fraternity. Everybody would come see me because I had the Zima or I had the Maui. I had stuff like that. That's just planning ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you have this face, you need some help. So Zima, thank you. Lionel Richie, thank you too. So I tell you what, let's take a break and we're going to get into all of the positions. We're getting into the topic a little later. I want to talk about all of this. I wish James Conner very well though. As Boing Boom says, had an off-season surgery that I did not know about. He's saying get ready for a 2-year, $7 million deal. That would be great because he needs to be getting over $3 million a year for the Steelers to be able to get a compensatory pick. So we are all crossing our fingers for that. But the big thing, I want to see James Conner have another job in this league. So that would be great. Yes, NVR says, yes, he had a recreational vehicle accident. So I guess he had some off-season surgery. So there you go. So let's go ahead and we're going to take a quick break. If you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, if you're watching us on MySpace or that other thing that I talked about, good luck because I don't even think that exists anymore. Well, LiveJournal. If you're watching us on LiveJournal, wow.
That's like
you've got a good connection.
Exactly.
So if you're watching us, just stick around. We're going to take a 5-second break. I'm going to stretch and then we are going to come back and we are going to get into the second half of the show. We are going to tell you what Tony thinks of the inside linebacking crew and the rest of the defense right after this. If you are checking us out wherever you download your favorite podcast, what we want you to do is just go on over to number 2 of the Hangover and join us again. It's as easy as click.